Beauty has nothing to do with the matter. We do that. And khosh we use for hal. Here he will say, it happens like this, that khosh by itself, now, that essence of beauty, khosh is the unity of yar. Yar, again, is a complicated word, because yar means friend, yar means fellow traveler in the path, yar means beloved, yar means helper. So it's the best word, actually, to call a good friend or a fellow traveler in the path. Right? Unity of these fellows is khosh. So if you want to become khoshhal, you should connect, you should unify yourself with yar, with the fellow travelers in goodness. Etadi yar ba yaran khosh ast. Grab the meaning, let go of the form, because the form is untamable. A horse who is untamable will pull the head. That's what he's talking here. He said, the beauty is in just this connection to make with the fellow travelers. Yes?
Does this go across the border in Turkey and become hoş geldiniz? What's the welcome?
Over there, geldiniz is Turkish, means you arrived, you came.
Right.
Hoş is Persian, yes.
Right. So it's, yes, they use it for welcome, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, khosh almadid means welcome. You came, and your coming in is khosh, is pretty, is beauty, is lovely, is desirable. All that is in khosh. Khosh almadid, yes. That almadid is translated to Turkish, but khosh is there. You will find it even in Urdu, exactly the same. This is something that is used because this is old Persian. Yes, next verse.
Make headstrong form waste away with tribulation, that beneath it you may descry unity like a treasure.
Here tribulation and treasure should rhyme, because in Persian they do. One of them is the treasure, exactly. The other one is more than one word. Ranj is hardship, is difficulty, is trying your best with the pain, mainly. So you have to try with a lot of effort, painful one. You have to suffer, and with sufferance burn these wild form which is attracting you always. If you do that, you will see underneath the unity is the treasure waiting for you to be discovered. So when you somehow put all your effort, even more than that, means you accept all the pain and the hardship to get rid of the form, then you will see the essence is unity. But you don't get it before becoming to that state of being. Because you look at it from different angle. Yes?
And if you waste it not away.
This is something that you didn't think of. Up to here, if the argument is closed, what did you get? Again, you thought that you have to do something even more, with more sufferance, you will find that treasure. This is what you thought. We were talking about something else, didn't we? You said, you don't count on your effort. Who are you? It's something else, you're not listening. Listen carefully.
And if you waste it not away, his favors will waste it. Oh, my heart is his vassal.
We know that the goodness is expanding its territory. Goodness is here to be expanded. Just like the light. Light is here to expand itself. You like it or not. And it doesn't care about little reflections here and there, obstacles here and there. Light is traveling. The truth is going like a river and nourishing everything. So, even for you, we think that your ideas and your point of views will be changed, not by your effort. Remember, we don't put our hope in our personal effort. We think that the beloved wanted to happen. Why? Because he's selfish. Remember? He's beautiful. He's the source of beauty. So he wants the beauty to expand. And it will. If you know the love. Of course, when you know it, you will notice it better. Every single day, in every single place on the earth, there is a fantastic, beautiful sunset happening. How many people will notice that and will have a happy moment? This is what we are talking about. The beauty is here. We tell you that get rid of the form. The essence is here. The essence is unity. The form is separation. We are separated from each other by form, by the physical attribute. There is a meaning attribute. We are all human beings. And at the end of the day, we are all temporary here, but humanity is here. And guess what? The knowledge you are seeking is not in a single person's mind. It has never been so. It's always in we. There is this we, not us, we. And by we, I don't mean the living people. I mean all people. Because Socrates is here, Plato is here. And you thought that was far-fetched? The guy Rumi is here. We're sitting down with a fellow who physically doesn't exist anymore. But for us, he is the master. That's how it works. How could you think about your separation, which is only physical, and whatever you have in your brain comes from the humanity, not the human beings? Because some of the attributes will pass on genetically, visibly, and invisibly. That's what we are. There is one we. Yes?
He even showeth himself to us. He soweth his tattered frock of the dervish. Simple were we and all one substance. We were all without head and without foot, yonder. We were one substance like the sun. We were knotless and pure like water. When that goodly light took form, it became many in number like the shadows of a battlement.
What is battlement?
Castle.
Yeah, it's the fort, the shape of the fortification.
Because to me the name of that is Danticul. Yes, like chief.
Yes.
Raise ye the battlement with the manjanik.
Manjanik is a crane.
Or a catapult.
Or a catapult.
Hanging it all is a catapult.
Catapult, yeah. Manjanik is a catapult and crane both.
Yeah, so it's like destroy the wall, destroy the castle.
That difference may vanish from amidst this company.
Oh my God. Now what shall we do? Suddenly Rumi switched to something a little bit more difficult and demanding, because this is where he's talking. So a part of it will be left for next time. Let's see what he's talking about. He said, look at you, all of you. Is there any one of you who doesn't have the illusion of being separated from the rest of us?